chapter 15, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 12. I'd like to minister for a few moments tonight on what the resurrection of Jesus Christ means. What the resurrection of Jesus Christ means. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the one event in history that changed everything forever. Amen. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the one event in history, the one event in history that changed everything forever. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12, the Apostle Paul says, "Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. But if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, and you are yet in your sins." God forbid. "Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ's at his coming." The resurrection of Jesus Christ puts Christianity in a class, in a position all by itself. Many people have come and gone from this earth that have professed a revelation from God, a new way of approaching God. But only Jesus conquered death. You can go to the tombs of all these other supposedly men of God, men that had this new, have new revelations, men that say this is the way. You can go to their tombs and they're in there today. But I can tell you, Jesus is not in his tomb. It is empty. "Why seek ye the living among the dead?" the scripture says. He is not there. He is risen. Jesus alone conquered death. This makes him unique and elevates him above any other person who has ever walked on the earth. Death could not hold him. The grave could not hold him. The resurrection of Jesus is the ultimate proof that what Jesus said is truth. Some question, well, he's the first fruits, but other people died and were raised to the dead, from the dead prior to Jesus. However, Jesus was raised from the dead never to die again. Hallelujah. Never to die again. He was the first person raised to immortal life. Amen. That's what Paul is talking about here. So what does the resurrection of Jesus Christ mean to us today? What does it mean? Well, the first thing the resurrection of Jesus Christ means is that we have a Savior that can never die again. He can never die again. Look at Romans chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Romans 6, verses 9 and 10. We're going to look into some word, some scripture here for a few minutes. Romans chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. I'm telling you, Jesus can't die again. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. Let's read that again slowly, Richard. Let's go to verse 9. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. Verse 10. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is coming back. But they're never going to put him on that cross again. He will never die again. He is alive, and he is alive forevermore. And Hebrews chapter 10, verses 12 through 14 said, he died once for all. Well, thank you, Richard. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for all sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. One sacrifice for all sins for all time sat down on the right hand of God. The resurrection means we have a Savior who can never die again. Hallelujah. Man, somebody ought to shout. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Numero dos. The resurrection means you and I can be born again. We can become new creations in Christ Jesus. 1 Peter 1:3. It's on the screen if you'd like to look there, or I'll wait just a moment if you're turning there. 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As Christians, we have a living hope, ladies and gentlemen. It's not some dead doctrine. It's not some dead dogma. We have a living hope because of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. The resurrection of Jesus Christ changes everything forever. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15:19, we just read it. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But since we do have hope in the resurrection, the opposite is true. We should be most happy. I said we should be most happy. We are most blessed. We are blessed, ladies and gentlemen, no matter how bleak things get on this earth. Hallelujah. We as born again believers have a better thing coming. Hallelujah. We ought to praise God. I'm telling you, because of the resurrection, we can be born again. We can become new creations in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus. And number three, the resurrection means, I love what the resurrection means. The resurrection means that your sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, somebody ought to shout. The resurrection means your sins are forgiven. 1 Corinthians 15:17. Go ahead and put it up, Richard. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins. But since Christ is raised from the dead, we are not in our sins. Hallelujah. We are not in our sins. Our sins have been wiped away, canceled, blotted out. The handwriting against us is gone. I'm telling you, he put our sins as far as the east is from the west, never to be brought up again to us again. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Man, hallelujah. I'm telling you, I got a file of all kinds of stuff in my office, but God doesn't have a file on me before I was born again. It started on June 7th, 1985, and it's all good. It's all covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shikarabasa. It went in the shredder. It did. Our sins have been wiped out. Blotted out. You can't get a magnifying glass and look at them again. They're gone. It's not there. It's gone. The only sin that now sends a person to hell is the sin of not believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are not in our sins any longer. My. Oh, happy day. 2,000 years ago when it happened. When Jesus washed our sins away, all we got to do is receive it. Woo! Number four, what does the resurrection mean? The resurrection means you can receive the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2, verses 32 and 33. Acts 2, 32 and 33. This Jesus has God raised up. He raised him up, ladies and gentlemen. Remember when they went and said, this who you crucified, who God raised from the dead. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. Shiba rabba sakarabasa. Oba rabba sakarabasa. Iba rabba sakarabasa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. We can receive the Holy Ghost because of the resurrection. The manifestation of the Holy Ghost is proof that Jesus was raised from the dead and is in the very presence of the Father. Because he said, when I go, I will send another comforter. It is proof. Shiba rabba sukur rabba sa. That is proof, ladies and gentlemen, that he made it, that he was raised from the dead. Hallelujah. And the resurrection, oh, I love this one. This is a good one. The resurrection means you no longer have to live in condemnation. The resurrection means you no longer have to live in condemnation. Romans chapter 8, verse 34. Romans 8, 34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who is he that condemneth? Paul assures us that Jesus will not condemn us. In verse 33, Paul said that God had forgiven us, so we can be assured that he will not accuse us. If he has forgiven us, ladies and gentlemen, he will not accuse us. Amen. Hallelujah. He has wiped our slate clean. Amen. I said he has wiped our slate clean. Amen. Glory be to God. He's the one that redeemed us. He redeemed us from condemnation. He brought us out of that. He bought us with his blood, brought us out from condemnation. Therefore, we can be certain, anytime you feel condemnation, anytime you feel the sting of accusations against you, they are not from God, but they are from the devil. Hallelujah. God does not condemn us ever again. Hallelujah. The resurrection means you no longer have to live under condemnation. Hallelujah. Number six, the resurrection means we are saved from the future wrath of God. Oh, hallelujah. It's going to be bad, ladies and gentlemen, but it's not going to be bad for us. Hallelujah. The resurrection means we are saved from the future wrath of God. 1 Thessalonians 1:10. And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. The wrath to come that the believer has been delivered from is the wrath or judgment that people will face because of their sins. Hallelujah. And God no longer remembers the believer's sins. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. For those that do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, there will be a day of wrath and vengeance, but not for the believer. Those who receive forgiveness through faith in what Jesus has already accomplished will not come into judgment again. Our judgment, your judgment, my judgment, our judgment was placed on Jesus on the cross, never to be brought to us again. What a trade. What a deal. He took our judgment so we would not have to. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Hallelujah. That's just so good. I got to say it again. The resurrection means we are saved from the future wrath of God. Woo! Number seven, the resurrection means you will be raised. It is the guarantee of your resurrection. 2 Corinthians 4:14. The resurrection means you will be raised. It is the guarantee of your resurrection. 2 Corinthians 4:14 says, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus, shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. The resurrection means you will be raised. Hallelujah. He shows here why he's so willing to do that. It's because he believed in the resurrection. Anything we suffer in this life, ladies and gentlemen, is nothing compared to the glory that he has for us. Amen. Number 8. The resurrection means Jesus is praying for you and me. Hallelujah. Jesus himself is praying for us. He's interceding for us. Go back to Romans 8:34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is interceding for you and me. I'm telling you, it's like our pastor says, we can't go under for going over. Well, I'm telling you, God has us in the palm of his hand. He is praying for us. Hallelujah. He is praying for us right now as we're sitting in here. Hallelujah. The resurrection means Jesus is interceding for us. Number 9, the resurrection means that Jesus kept his word. The resurrection means that Jesus kept his word. Look at Matthew 17. Matthew 17, 22. Don't you just love the word of God? Man, it's all there. It's all there. Matthew 17, 22 and 23. And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, the Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men. Hallelujah. And they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again. And they were exceeding sorry. Jesus prophesied of his death and resurrection many times. Hallelujah. The only reason, well, he prophesied of his death and resurrection many times. And you know, a lot of people have asked me about those 3 days. The Bible, the way they counted back in Old Testament times and 2,000 years ago is not the way we count today. You know, some people say, well, why isn't the Bible in chronological order? What about these 3 days and all that? They didn't keep things the way we keep things today. But I will say this, 3 days didn't necessarily mean 3 24-hour periods. 3 days meant part of a day or a full day. So he was part of the day, Friday, crucified and in the grave. Saturday, all day, in the grave. That's 2 days. And Sunday, in the grave, but raised from the dead. 3 days. The resurrection means Jesus kept his word. Hallelujah. The resurrection of Jesus Christ means Jesus. Number 10, the resurrection means Jesus was raised for our justification. Now that's a big religious word, but it's a great word. I love the word justification. Romans 4:25. The resurrection means Jesus was raised for our justification. Romans 4:25 said, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. What that means is Jesus took our sins and he gave us his righteousness. Andrew Womack says, what a swap. He took our junk and gave us his best. When he was on that cross, he took our sins and he gave us his righteousness. It's not our righteousness, it's God's righteousness. And he gave it to us. It's a perfect righteousness. It's perfect right standing with God. It's the ability to stand in the very presence of God without the feeling of inferiority or guilt or condemnation. He took our sin and gave us his righteousness. You don't have to pay for your sins. Nobody has to pay for their sins. Jesus already paid the price for all of our sins, and he made us the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. What a trade. Hallelujah. What a trade. Hallelujah. One more. Number 11. The resurrection means Jesus still heals the same way he did when he was on this earth. The resurrection means that Jesus still heals the way he did on this earth. Acts chapter 4, verse 10. Acts chapter 4, verse 10. Thank you, Jesus. But now is Christ Jesus raised from the dead. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. Miracles still happen today, ladies and gentlemen, and the reason they happen is because Jesus was raised from the dead. He was raised from the dead. When miracles happen, it's because of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We still have the name of Jesus today. We still have the blood of Jesus Christ today. We still have the word of the Lord Jesus Christ today. And the same types of miracles that happened when Jesus was on this earth happen today. He is a God of signs, wonders, and miracles, and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is a healing God. He is a forgiving God. He is a delivering God. He is a saving God. He's an almighty God. He's a faithful God. Hallelujah. And he loves you. Joe and Becky, would y'all come and begin to minister and in music. Lori, come.